Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. So, as Jill pointed out, we're a week out of Thanksgiving, and there's been a lot of talk of this new influenza, the K-flu. Oh, my gosh. And all these people are starting to get sick already. And Jill and I talked a couple weeks ago on the emotions that come around holidays and just the stress of the holidays, and that can literally play a factor in getting sick, physically sick. But the message today is, it's literally you need to nourish your soul. Like, that's going to help you heal. So how do we nourish our soul? How do we nourish?
Yeah, though I do want to just jump in here and say, just ask our listeners, just really take a moment, let that sink in, that we all need to nourish our souls. Like, even saying that, Kim, it just goes so deep. I can feel it so deep inside of my body. Like, it even just starts to almost put like a warm hug of energy around me just saying that sentence.
Yeah. This is, okay. If you want to make it to Christmas, if you want to get past the holidays, it's very important to do this. Most of you, I would say majority of us, don't want to be, I'm going to air quote, sick, physically sick. We want to enjoy the holidays. We want to enjoy family. We want to enjoy the possibility of just being with people. Or not feeling attacked, not feeling like somebody's looking at me, somebody's judging me, or being afraid to go into, I'm getting crowds of people. Like, all these things are your body saying, I'm a little bit stressed out. We talked all about this stuff.
Yes.
So, nourishing your soul.
Yeah.
Water. Water. Lots and lots and lots of water right now. We need water. It's interesting. I feel like the more cold it gets outside, the more dehydrated people get.
Now, I have a rule for myself with water, and basically, I essentially never, or should say very rarely, just drink plain water. There's almost always something in my water, whether it's a pinch of salt or like an electrolyte pack or something. But for me personally, I used to, years ago, drink plain water. Now I need something else in it. So if that's your thing, possibly, or if drinking a lot of, say, just plain water hasn't done a lot for you in the past, perhaps look up ways of things you can add to your water. Lemon,
yes,
is not one for me. Some people do well with lemon. Lemon, my body is not a fan of lemon and water, but salt, pinch of salt and water, absolutely.
Yep.
I have a liquid vitamin B, sometimes a couple drops of that. I have a couple other like herbal drops that I'll put into the water. And I have, just to throw some ideas out there, I have a minerals drop that I will put into the water as well. That's what I mean by not plain water for me. And I don't know, Kim, if you really drink much plain water either. I think you usually,
yes,
you're usually
I have
making
electric.
Something, right?
Yep, electrolytes all day long.
Yep. So just to clarify that one, because the plain water thing, I think, has been overdone for people. And people have tried it and it didn't work, but put something in your water and see if you notice a difference.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's honestly going to be one of the biggest things right now that I can tell you to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, the other things like extra vitamin C, some zinc and all the, you know, supplements that way, but then all of a sudden I'm seeing teas. Go get yourself some good teas. Also, again, this is fluids. Coming down to fluids.
Yeah.
Getting yourself hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Soups. We all know back in the day, chicken noodle soup. You're sick, you get chicken noodle soup.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing right now. Your body's craving more fluids. And the cold stuff right now, try to avoid cold because your body's trying to warm up. And now you take cold on top of it, It's now going to try to have to physically warm up something cold to bring it up to a room temperature while on the exterior it's trying to warm up too. Too much stress.
Yeah.
So taking warmer liquids too right now.
Yep. And with fluids, another one, what's called structured water, and structured water can occur in foods naturally. So in an apple at room temperature.
Yeah.
Not cold. An apple at room temperature, at minimum room temperature anyway. And then the water that's in that apple is structured, and that water, can hydrate, I understand, the body on a completely different level than, say, just a glass of water.
Yep.
The body just can embrace that structured water differently. I'll leave it at that without getting too technical, unless there's something you want to share, Kim, because you know a whole lot more about that.
Nope, that's exactly what they need to hear.
Okay.
Ooh.
And sometimes it's just that pause, too, and that break that comes along with the water, the tea, the nourishing bowl of soup for lunch. Like, add yeah. in the intention of nourishing your soul and giving yourself that break. And doing this, being intent on doing this as a practice through the new year.
Okay.
I love it when it gets quiet. Then we know we're like, yep, they've heard us. We're good. Everyone's good. We love you so much. You're always giving us guidance and feedback. We tune in as best we can, and we got it. You got it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you, Kim.
Oh, thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Until next time.